So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour. I'm Joe.
And I'm Serena.
And we are here to recap episode 5.
I'm nervous to pronounce the name of the city that they were in Spain.
Well, it's a city in Spain.
Andalusia, Spain.
We're in Spain.
Is what we'll go with.
Yeah.
But before we get to Spain in this
episode,
we begin the episode kicking off where we left off in Malta at the cocktail party before the rose ceremony. Because there's a whole bunch of drama unfolding.
Yeah, we talked about it last episode, but all the Leia is now inserted herself in the center of the drama with Maria. And Maria wants to kind of over it, but we get to the rose ceremony.
Yeah, I mean, we left last episode on Maria saying, you know, she wants to leave. She's over it. But starting this episode, you know, she's talked to Lexi. She's talked to Medina. And I think she's kind of calmed down and been like, no, I'm not leaving. I didn't think she was really going to leave. I think she was just kind of pushed to a breaking point when it came to the drama. I can imagine the girls in the house are like, oh, my God, can everyone just let this go? Like, Sydney's gone. Leia, can you please just let this go?
Yeah, we talked about it, but it's just ridiculous. Like, it's so ridiculous. This was like, this is so fucking stupid. Like, why would you do this? Like, just let it go. Like, you could be upset that your friend that you met 5 days ago is going home. Like, fine. But, like, the lead likes her. Like, he likes her. He wants her to stay. That's his decision, not yours, not Maria's, not the rest of the girls in the house. Like, respect his decision. And if you don't, send your cell phone. Right?
Period.
I mean, Jesus. So then who ends up going home? Who doesn't get a rose?
The two people that get sent home are Edwina and Allison.
Like them both, too.
Like them both. Edwina actually got, like, a little one-on-one extra time at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
But I guess the relationship did not unfold. And then Allison, our twin sister, or not twin, just sister, is also gone. We're really dwindling down, eh?
Yeah, it always happens. It happens quicker than you know it.
We have 14 girls left, I think. No.
Yeah.
12 girls left. It happens so fast.
It does.
All right. Well, then they take off, fly all the way to Spain, and they start off with a one-on-one date. I feel like it always sucks. I actually don't think I ever had this happen. I think every date on our season was given through a date card. But when they're traveling, once in a while, they'll have the lead, like, come meet all the girls and be like, guess what? I'm taking one of you on a date. And I feel like that sucks for the other girls.
And I think you always want a one-on-one date.
Of course.
But to get the first one-on-one date in Spain when you first get there, that's a good one to get.
Oh, definitely.
This is the first one you're like, this is the one I want.
Why?
You didn't
want it in Malta?
No, I feel like Spain's more romantic. It's like given like Vicky Cristina Barcelona vibes. it's that you could kind of like, yeah, we started our love story really started when we were in Spain.
Yeah.
Like when I felt the first connection was when we were in Spain listening to the Spanish guitar. drinking Spanish wine.
Whoa.
And I feel like, yeah. And then like Joey pulls up in the Vespa and you're like, this is the date I want to be on. And
I mean, yeah, it sounds like it is the date you want to be on.
Who does he give it to? Who does he?
Who wants this date this week? Medina,
Joe
Rachel,
it.
Or Joe?
and he gives it to
Kelsey A, your girl.
Yep. Of course he gives it to Kelsey because he's thinking the way I'm thinking. We're in Spain. It's romantic. And who do I feel the biggest romantic connection with? Kelsey.
Kelsey A. I felt bad for Kelsey T because they have the same name.
Well, Rachel said that. Like, I think it was Rachel's like, oh, and you guys have the same name. That sucks.
So then you're waiting for the last initial.
Yeah.
And you know, okay, it's between me and her. But no, alas, it was not. She had a moment. She stepped away, shed a few tears. It only gets harder. You know, every week just gets harder, I feel like, at this point, especially like feelings are really picking up speed. But Joey is obsessed with Kelsey A. I feel like I have not seen him this into someone yet. Not even close. Truly.
Yeah.
Like, I was shocked. I was like, what is going on in this date? Like, yeah. I was not I knew they were into each other. Like, I knew he liked her, but like, we just saw so much more of their time together. Like, he was so affectionate with her. Like, he was always touching her. They were always like kissing and flirting. And like, he literally just seemed so giddy.
It's the Spanish vibes.
It's the Spanish vibes.
and he seems really comfortable.
Super comfortable. Yeah. Which it's, you know, that mid-season point where I feel like the lead is now like more relaxed.
Yeah.
In general, like across the board. But he seems really comfortable with her. I feel like he's like, I think he might be further along than she is on this date in terms of feelings. Until the end. And then I feel like it's like kind of matched up. But she almost seems more like hesitant.
Yeah, but I think that's kind of, I think that's a given.
Because there's so many other women.
There's a part of you that, like, unless you're completely, like, you're overly confident,
mm-hmm.
or you're just kind of blind to it, it's almost impossible to tuck that away. Like, there's a part of you that always has to be like, okay,
yeah, but like, he's into me, but like, there's so many other women.
Yeah.
Like, he's into me, but what is he saying to everyone else?
Yeah.
But I think he really reassured her. I think they're super freaking cute together. Like, when they were sitting in the field and it was like windy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, this is like so magical.
Yeah, I think I think he's really into her. I think she's really into him. And I don't think, like right now watching it, I'm like, she's going to be there at the end. Like, I would be really shocked. And then we go to the night portion.
Okay, I feel like there's always one thing every season that makes me cry.
You cried.
One is actually like crying. A high number. Like, most of the time it's zero. But like, oh my God.
It was sad.
I couldn't stop crying.
Yeah.
I could not stop crying. Like, the way she was saying it, just, you know, for our listeners that maybe didn't watch the episode, Kelsey opens up to Joey about, you know, her parents were in the military together and her mom passed away 10 years ago of breast cancer. She was diagnosed. They said she had about 6 months and she passed away about 2 months later. And just watching her tell it and the way she was telling the story in itself, I can't even imagine, you know, losing my mom.
Yeah.
It is so heartbreaking, especially that suddenly. And then just her talking about, you know,
she was so young.
Totally. It's because she said it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And her talking about her dad and, you know, seeing butterflies as a symbol of her mom.
You're going to cry now. You are going to cry now. No, it was, it's okay. It was, I mean, yeah, it's just, it's really, really sad. And, yeah, like you just really feel for her. It's heartbreaking. And she's just seems like a lovely person.
Yeah.
Like she's really nice.
She just seems so genuine. Like her telling the story, like it didn't feel like, I don't know, like it just felt like she was really so vulnerable and pouring her heart out and like in the most honest way, like sharing her story and like what she'd been through and like just shared it with like so much love for her mom and like incorporating like her dad talking to her. Like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's a really sad story, but like, it made me like, as a viewer, you feel so much more connected to her as a person. And like, I feel like it also showcases who she is and why she is the way she is really well.
Yeah. In every season, there's always a handful of people who just come across very authentic. Like mm-hmm. And those are usually the people that are there for the majority of the time, but you really feel as a viewer, you really feel like they have let you into their life.
Yeah, and who they are as a person.
And you feel much more connected to them. And that's definitely what we got from that. And you see Joey just like, yeah, it's honestly like watching it, like I'm like, Joey's falling in love with this girl.
Absolutely. And then at the end of the date, she says that she's falling in love with him.
Yeah.
And
but she doesn't say it to him.
No, she says it in her interview.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just very sweet and romantic. And I'm excited to see where their relationship goes because I think it's definitely like a front runner at this point.
Yeah. Now they could always look back and be like, you remember our first date in Spain?
There you go. There you go. Yep. Joe's dream. Yep. Unfortunately, we do not have that.
No. Well, we did go to Spain.
We did go to Spain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did all the things.
Serena and I love to find luxury items. I mean, who doesn't love a little luxury in their life? But I just don't want to spend a fortune on every single item. And then we discovered Quince.
Quince is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. They have transformed the way we shop. They offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach.
Maybe you're looking for a sweater. Quince has 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at $50. There are organic cotton sweaters and even 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I got a pair of trousers from Quince. I wear them every day. They're so comfortable and they look really nice.
I think my favorite item from Quince has to be our silk pillowcases. They look so nice on our bed. They never wrinkle and they feel amazing.
Yeah, I just have to stop drooling on them. But other than that, I like them.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bachelor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com. quince.com/bachelor to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/bachelor.
This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs, and I'm ready to go. I'm alert, and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beach Bound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save. Okay, moving on to the group date. They had like a painting activity. I feel like usually their dates like tie to where they are.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, the creative parts of Spain.
Yeah.
In a way, but they had to paint a photo and then write a sentence to describe the photo that went with it. And they had to present the photo and everyone like guessed what the photo meant, yada, yada, yada. And then they said like, this is what my photo actually is.
Yeah.
I feel like Maria was poking the bear a little bit, putting her like 2-on-1 in her photo.
Yeah.
But just like, a little bit.
But like also.
Like she was like, that's Sydney. And I was like.
But also at this point, I feel like, go for it. Like, poke the bear. Like, you're being fucked with, it seems like.
Left, right, and center.
Yeah, so, like, might as well have fun with it. The one person that stuck out to me on this date, I feel like, was Jen.
Jen?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he likes Jen.
He definitely does. Yeah, she drew the yellow surfboard.
Yeah.
The little manatee. Honestly, this was just a fun date. Like, it was an easy activity for the most part. Like, you don't have to be a good painter for it to be fun. And they all went up there and described what their paintings were. Who did the half heart? Someone painted, like, a half heart, and he thought it was an elephant. I was, like, dying. Oh, Kelsey T. Oh, yeah.
I also don't know.
Honestly, the paintings that stuck out to me were, I remember Leia's because it was super pretty. Maria's did like the before and after, like that really, I thought it was good because it connected to their relationship directly, like what they'd been through and where they're going. And then Kelsey T did the half heart, which was pretty.
Yeah.
The person who got extra time was Jess. She drew the engagement ring and the wedding band.
Yeah.
It was super cute.
I'm not seeing it with him and Jess. Are you?
I'm not, but I feel dumb saying that at this point because she kissed him on the first night. She's gotten a group date row. She's getting extra time now. Like, I feel dumb continuously saying I don't see the connection with them because, like, there's obviously something there. Like, there's obviously a connection. Like, he's validating it.
Yeah.
But I just don't see it. But I just don't know what my problem is. But do you see it?
No, I don't see it either. But that just goes to show you, you just don't see everything.
But I see his connection with some of the other girls.
Yeah. Well, we don't see this one, but it must be there.
Leia has a little interview moment where she kind of like makes a snarky comment about Jess's painting. And then you hear her say she will never marry him, but one can be delusional.
Maria also kind of said something about Jess as well, right? In an interview.
Did she?
Yeah. Yeah. I think they were kind of all like kind of mocking her a little bit.
Okay. So maybe they don't like Jess.
Yeah.
I can't keep up. No one likes anyone this season. So then we go into the night portion. We see him talk to Kelsey T. We see him talk to Jen. And then we see him talk to Maria. And I think we've talked about how, you know, there's definitely sexual chemistry with him and Maria. And he keeps being like, you know, I want to get to know you more. I want you to like open up. And she kind of diverts to like sexy, flirty, fun, kissy time.
Yeah.
Which that's great too. But this is the first time I think she's really been like, okay, fine. Like, I'm going to open up to you and tell you my story.
Crazy story.
Like, yeah. I don't know what I was expecting, but
I wasn't expecting that.
No, truly no.
Yeah, she talks about how her and her mom got into a really, really bad car accident when she was one.
Yeah, she said she was basically pronounced dead at the scene. Her mom broke every bone in her body. I mean, yeah. I truly can't even imagine. She said I think a cement truck fell in their car.
Yeah.
Or a piece of cement. Yeah. So anyway, she's super vulnerable, opens up about that, kind of connects it back to why she is the way she is, in terms of her positivity and always trying to make light of things and have fun and not take life too seriously. She also opens up about her mom and how her relationship with her mom
was a little rocky.
Her mom hasn't always been able to be present in her life, but they're still working on it. But she was excited for Maria to go on the show. And
yeah.
Yeah, I think Maria's going to be around for a little bit longer at least. So
yeah, and we're finally seeing another side.
It's nice to see another side of her. It's nice to see a more serious side to her.
Yeah.
And to hear just like what she's been through in life, because she definitely, it's obvious she is someone that's like always trying to find the fun in things.
Yeah.
And she ends up getting the group date rose, which
ruffles feathers
totally makes sense. Like,
yeah,
I think
she should
have got it. I think it's good Joey gave her the rose. Like, if I open up about something that deeply personal and
he likes
didn't
her.
Get the rose. Yeah. And he likes her.
He likes her. He's attracted to her. Like,
yeah, he's basically validating, like, I really like you and thank you for sharing more with me and I want you to keep doing that.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, not everyone is totally thrilled.
No.
Then we go to Rachel's one-on-one date, which is a flamenco date.
Dancing. They're going to go dancing, right? She's excited about that. Rachel, another extremely likable person.
Totally.
She's very authentic. She's one of those people that like kind of lights up the room when she walks in, and she seems to have really good energy with all the people in the house as well.
I agree. Yeah. I feel like I've seen her in a few different chats and she's always kind of like talking to someone different and just having like positive.
Yeah. Well, she seems smart.
Yeah.
which goes a long way.
Yeah. She does seem smart. And I just feel like this is a date that it's like, kind of cheesy, like he's in shorts and boots and they're dancing around. And like, for me, I would go for like Kelsey A's date of like getting food and going for a picnic. Like that would be my choice 100 times over this flamenco date. And I grew up dancing and I still would want it.
That's why we're married.
Yeah, that is why we're married. We just want to eat food in the grass. Yeah. But she's such a good sport about it. She's really like making Joey comfortable, making it as much fun as possible, even though like you can tell he feels like a little dorky.
Yeah.
They have like their performance and it's cute. Whatever. Yeah. It's fun.
I think he likes her.
Yeah. I think he likes her too.
I feel like
she'd be like, she'd be very hard to not like. Like, I can't imagine anyone not liking her.
Yeah. She's another, like, I definitely saw more chemistry with him and Kelsey.
Definitely.
But I would say.
But I would say Kelsey and him also had just more of a romantic date.
Yeah.
Like, they're throwing freaking coins in a fountain making a wish. Like, that's, to me, way more romantic than flamenco dancing.
Yeah. And I think Rachel's going to be there for a while.
I think so too. I feel like they've had another, like, good slow build to, like, their one-on-one, and they're definitely only so much closer now.
And at this point of the show, if you get a one-on-one, that's assurance that he's into you.
Yes, but it does get to a point where it's like, all right, I haven't had, like, this person hasn't had a one-on-one. Like, it does get to a point where, like, people start getting one-on-ones and getting sent home on their one-on-ones.
Well, yeah.
We're not there yet, but I think we're getting close to it.
Yeah. You think someone's going to get sent home on a one-on-one?
Eventually, yeah, maybe in the next week.
I feel like they haven't done that in a while.
Really? I'm trying to think. Did Zach not send anyone home on a one-on-one?
I don't remember either. I don't remember.
But it does happen. It does happen. And usually it's like a week or two before hometowns, I feel like, when things start getting serious and the lead starts to be like, I really like you, but, like, not ready to meet your family. The connection's not there.
Yeah.
She opens up about nursing and just what it's like to date someone who's in the nursing field, which honestly was interesting because we've had Zach and Katie on this podcast, and she was talking about that as well, of, like, the emotional drain it has, the hours. Sometimes she comes home and she's in a bad mood or she's tired and she just doesn't have any, like, emotional energy for her partner. And, like, that's real stuff to be talking about. You know what I mean? Like, that's things that will truly impact their relationship and their dynamic and their life the minute they leave the show together, if they leave together. So,
well, it's a very intense profession.
Totally.
And that takes, like, that's going to play a part in the relationship, or at least the dynamic.
But she's definitely thinking about, like, life with Joey outside of the show, if she's bringing that up. Okay. Rose ceremony. Last but not least.
Rose ceremony. Here we go.
Now they showed him talking to so many girls. I usually write down who they show. Daisy, Jen, Kelsey T, Autumn, Caitlin, Maria.
Okay, but now we have, say, where the drama is and what we could talk about is we see Maria go talk to Joey. We see Jess get upset. And it's kind of like, how do we feel about this?
I don't know.
Because I have an opinion.
I would like to hear your opinion first, because Maria comes back, sits down. Are you talking about Jess being upset? Or are you talking about the interaction between Maria and Jess?
I'm talking about Jess being upset.
Okay. And Jess is upset because Maria already has a rose, which, just to be clear, she didn't have a one-on-one. It was a group date rose.
Yeah.
So she hasn't had, like, more time than anyone else really at this point, but she is safe. She does have the rose.
Yeah. And I think just because, not everyone gets the same amount of time because the lead chooses to spend more time with others. But you still, as a whole, you don't get that much time with him. So regardless if you have a rose or not, and you have an opportunity to talk to the lead and to hang out with them for 5-10 minutes, you take it, regardless if you have a rose or not, right?
100%.
And it shouldn't be, oh no, I'm safe this week, because the lead may look at that as like, oh, once she has a rose, she doesn't care.
Yeah, she's not putting in any effort.
And I just feel like it's coming across as jealousy. Serena and I love to find luxury items. I mean, who doesn't love a little luxury in their life? But I just don't want to spend a fortune on every single item. And then we discovered Quince.
Quince is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. They have transformed the way we shop. They offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach.
Maybe you're looking for a sweater. Quince has 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at $50. There are organic cotton sweaters and even 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I got a pair of trousers from Quince. They're honestly, I wear them every day. They're so comfortable and they look really nice.
I think my favorite item from Quince has to be our silk pillowcases. They look so nice on our bed. They never wrinkle and they feel amazing.
Yeah, I just have to stop drooling on them. But other than that, I like them.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bachelor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. Quince.com/bachelor to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/bachelor.
This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save. If I'm Maria and I get the opportunity to go talk to Joey for a little bit at this cocktail party, there's no way I'm not going to go out of my way to like steal time from someone who hasn't had it. But like if the opportunity presents itself where it's like, hey, you can have 5 to 10 minutes with Joey or Joey wants to talk to me or whatever it is, I'm not going to say no, no, no. I am OK. Thank you. I do not wish to speak to him tonight. He hasn't talked to Jess. You should go grab her instead.
Yeah.
Like there's no way, because at the end of the day, like you already get so little time and Maria and him just went through a big thing. Every minute counts. Like, I think Jess is in her own head about her relationship with Joey. I think she's kind of been on this like roller coaster of feeling good, feeling not good. We've seen it like for a few weeks now a bit. And I think she doesn't like Maria, it seems like, either. There's quite a few girls in this house that don't like Maria. It really looked like it was only Sydney for a while there, but there's definitely a group of them. And I think if it was someone else, she might have let it slide. But I think she doesn't like Maria. I think she's panicking about her relationship. And I don't really fault Maria for talking to Joey at all, to be honest. Like, just because you have a rose does not mean that you don't have a right to speak to the lead until the following week.
I know we're on the same page, and I don't think.
And again, it's not like she had a one-on-one, so it is different. Even if she did have a one-on-one, I wouldn't fault her. I fault her even less because it's like she got the same amount of time everyone else did on their group date, and Jess was on their group date, and Jess got extra time because she got that special time with like the painting thing.
And then we see Jess confront Maria, which, like, Maria is definitely well equipped to take on a confrontation.
Definitely. Maria is has handled every confrontation very well. And this one is no different. I feel like she's someone, if you're going to go at her, you're going to go up against her. Like, you better be prepared because she is not someone that's going to back down.
Yeah. And then you see Jess kind of like not.
She really snapped at Jess, though.
Yeah. And then you see Jess kind of like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're if you're going to go up against her.
Like, I think that's the maddest I've seen Maria. Yeah. Or like the sharpest I've seen her with one of the other girls.
And you kind of have to be, you have to be prepared. And then you see Jess call her a bitch as she's walking away. And it's kind of like, all right.
Yeah. It's definitely the most. Sydney and Maria had some like really long, like, aggressive fights, but like that was the most heated fight I've seen yet this season, even though it was super short. Like, the two of them went at each other like hot for 2 seconds, and then like Jess walked away.
Yeah.
So that was interesting to me.
And again, it's the same, like, I feel like, yeah, Leia and Jess, it's like the attitude of like, we need Maria out of this house. But now you're never gonna be there at the end because you're focusing on the wrong thing.
Yeah, we see Lexi say that she thinks that Jess is a little bit jealous of Maria.
Yeah.
And like the time she's getting with Joey, the reassurance she's getting with Joey with these roses.
Well, we'll ask Lexi that too, because she's coming on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll definitely get more into that.
Nice.
Okay.
Well, the episode did end with the super tease, which we always get mid-season, like the big teaser for what's to come.
Yeah.
Which, it looks good. It looks juicy. It's funny because the beginning of the season, I remember we said, like, it doesn't look like there's that much drama. Like, it looks really romance heavy. There's been, like, a lot of drama this season with, like, not really any end in sight because, like, I feel like as long as Leia, Jess, and Maria are all still there, things aren't about to calm down anytime soon.
Yeah, I'm curious. I think everyone now is just kind of like, what's going to happen with Maria?
Yeah, truly.
Where's this going to go? Where's this story going? We'll see.
We will see.
Okay, and then we have two people that do not get roses. And it's Autumn, who's, you know, seems so sweet. And you just probably didn't have a connection with the lead, but I could see her being someone that they cast for Paradise.
Yeah, she's the first person in my top four predictions that is now gone, but she seemed really sweet. Yeah, I think there just wasn't a romantic connection with her and Joey, but I wouldn't be surprised if she's in Paradise. And then we also said goodbye to Medina.
Yeah.
Who's another person I could see in Paradise as well.
Yeah,
because she seems like she's ready for a commitment and a relationship. And she's really pretty.
Yeah. And I feel like she, yeah, it was a little bit of a rough go with all this. Like, she said one thing that she probably regrets saying,
that one comment that she made
started, like, was the beginning of all this drama.
Truly. And I just think she got the short end of the stick because, yeah, her one comment dragged her into something she didn't want to be involved in, it seemed like, for like
season.
Weeks.
Yeah.
But I also think had she not said that comment, the drama between Sydney and Maria would have unfolded some other way.
Yeah. It would have probably made more sense, too.
Hopefully. Oh, my God.
So that's it.
Now we're down to 10 people.
Dwindling down. Okay. Make sure you guys stay tuned because we do have Lexi coming on later in the week. And thank you very much for listening to Bachelor Happy Hour.
And don't forget to subscribe. We have new and exclusive interviews dropping every single week. Lots more recaps and fun episodes. So don't forget to listen.
Bye.
Bye.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.